Are you looking for your still center amongst endless activity? If so, this Hatha Yoga class is for you. Hello, this is Yoga with Melissa, real yoga for real people so you can move better, feel better, and connect with your true nature. In a culture that wants us to do more, be more, and consume more, this is deeply transformational Hatha Yoga, where we bring self-acceptance and self-awareness to ourselves, our relationships, and the world we inhabit. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe. I put in a new video every single Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. If you like today's video, be sure to give it a thumbs up and let me know what you liked about it in the comments. Today's class is going to help you connect with your still center in a world that is always on the go. If you want to go deeper with this, make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end so I can tell you how to do that. I have a testimonial for you today from Olympia Gonzalez on YouTube. She says, "I do love all your classes, always surprisingly simple and nourishing, always getting exactly what I need. Thank you so much for doing this amazing and love-filled work." Thank you so much, Olympia, for your testimonial, and thank you to all of you who take your time to leave your comments on YouTube, iTunes, my website, and Instagram, Facebook, and as always, the most in-depth conversations happen on our membership community. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today, you're going to need a yoga block and a meditation cushion, and thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today, I'm wearing long purple leggings and a blue bamboo tank with an om on it. Let's begin with our peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karvavahe, Tejasvina Vadita Mastu, Mavid Vishavahe. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. That mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together in the union for the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. I'm going to get you to lie down on your backs to center yourself and find that still center. If you have any back issues, you lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Otherwise, you can lengthen your legs out long on the ground. Place your hands on your belly and feel the support of the earth underneath you. Allow yourself to sink into the earth. Become aware of your breath. Notice the pause at the beginning and at the end of your breath. Thank you. We live in a world that tends to pull us away from our still center. Reflect on how this relates to you and your life, and set an intention of what you would like to receive from your practice today. What is it that you would like to create, sustain, or let go of in your life, and how can your yoga practice help you to do that? And then bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor. You can take the block . Place it between your knees. Press into your feet. Breathe in. Lift your pelvis off the ground and your arms overhead. And breathe out. Come down and around. Breathe in, lift up. Breathe out, down and around. Then slowly lower down and draw your knees into your chest. Roll to your side and come up onto all fours. Spread your fingers wide underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. You're going to tuck your toes under and lift up into downward facing dog. Rarely in our days do we give our minds or our bodies time to rest in stillness without activity. So you can reflect on your own life and recall a time when you weren't busy occupying yourself. And then look forward at the space between your hands, and you're going to walk your feet in and slowly make your way up to standing. Stand at the front of your mat. Take a step back with your left foot. Turn your hips to the long edge of your mat. Sink down through your right sit bones. Bring your arms parallel to the ground. Drop your left arm back and bend your right arm. Notice what it feels like to sink into your still center here. Release this pose from your body. Turn your toes to face the long edge of your mat. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones and fold forward over your straight legs. Here you can release the busyness of endless activity, screen time, and other activities that busy your body and mind all day long. And slowly make your way back up the standing. Turn your right toes in, your left toes out. Sink down through your left sit bone. Bring your arms parallel to the ground. Sink your right arm back. Bend your left arm back. Find that still center again. Then release that pose from your body. Turn your toes to face the front again. Roll your pelvis over your leg bones. Fold forward and release the busyness of endless activity. Slowly make your way back up to standing. And you're going to come to lie down on your stomach. Wiggle your hips from side to side. And then walk your elbows back underneath your shoulders. And open to the still center inside of you. Slowly lower down. Take your right arm out to the side, your left hand underneath your left shoulder. You're going to press into your left hand, lift your left side of your body off the ground. Take your left hand to the outside of your right side of your body. So you come into a twist. Roll back onto your stomach. Pause in the center. Take your left hand out to the side. Your right hand underneath your shoulder. Going to press up here, lift your body so that you're rolling out away from the floor. Your right foot comes on the ground to the outside of your body. You're releasing the busyness, the endless activity to find your still center. And then roll back to center. From here, we're going to come into child's pose. Draw your knees up underneath you. Open them wide and fold forward. To rest in your still center. If you have knee issues, you can lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest instead. From here, you can lie down on your back in Shavasana. If you have low back problems, lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Otherwise, you can lengthen your legs out long. You can stay here and I will sit up and read you a poem. Just Be by Donna Faulds. Finally, I am slowing down. After weeks of doing, I have a moment to just be. Serenity must be chosen. The wave of relaxation washing through me, not by chance, but choice. I consciously give myself over to the tide of peace that easily receives the burdens I release. Gradually allow your breath to deepen. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. Slowly make your way up to seated for our mudra. We're going to do a mudra for emotional balance today. Just take your palms and you place them in your armpits with your thumbs out, your fingers in. You sit with a straight spine and you close your eyes. Thank you. Then turn your left palm up, your right palm down. Make space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. If this class helped you to find your still center, then please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who would benefit from this class, who would like to find their still center, then feel free to share this class with them. I want to thank Hannah, Christine, Paige, Viola, Anne, and Marie for your donations. I'm so grateful that you feel inspired enough by the teachings to make a donation to the class. You can donate of your time by leaving a comment below. You can also donate below monetarily. Let me know which part of the class helped you find your still center the most. At the beginning of the class, I told you I would help you to get more support and for me, and also the leading edge research that I do in our membership community. So this past week, I put out 7 brand new connective tissue classes in our membership community. There are classes for shoulders and also classes for your groin and your glutes, and your IT band. It was 7 classes that helped to really round out the already existing, I think there's almost 40 classes in our membership community now for connective tissue. So if that's something that interests you, then you can become a member. And these are classes that really help to release tension, let go of the nervous tension that exists in our bodies, and will help you find your still center as well. So you can become a member here below as well. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as grounded as the trees in our forests. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.